Just tweet out by your count, there was 14 players absent today at the skate due to a variety of reasons from coming in a little bit later on, the QMJHL quarantines. Other ones didn't get their test back, results back in time to travel, etc. I guess let's start with order prospect Dylan Holloway. So he's here, we know that, but he's not eligible to skate until the 30th, is that, or skate with the group until the 30th?
Yeah, so the way this works with the NCAA players, they came in across the border and they used the rapid testing program. Now, because they did that, if they just wanted to go out into the rest of the world in Alberta, under normal circumstances, you do the rapid testing program, you sit tight for a couple of days, and then once you're cleared, you're good to go, and then you get tested a couple more times. The difference here is that these players are coming into a bubble situation. So the rules are a little bit more strict. So for the NCAA players, they came across the border, they did their rapid testing, then they basically have to stay in a group no bigger than 10 people, in a cohort that's 10 people. They have to keep them separate from the rest of the team at the hotel, and they have to keep them separate from the rest of the team here at the rink. Now, the players that they've chosen, or the people they've chosen to have as that group of 10 in their cohort group, are the goaltenders and a couple of coaches. Because what that allows them to do is to skate the two skaters together, Newhook and Holloway, but then they can shoot on the goalies. So the goalies are part of that cohort. They can go out with those guys. But for, I'm not sure when it started, but for 2 weeks, they're not allowed to be with the main group. They're just having small practices and shooting on goalies. It's not ideal, but it's the health protocols that they had to stick to get the players here.
Now, which goalies are with them? Like, not all. I would assume there's some goalies with the main group, so which goalies get stuck with them?
I think what they've done is they've included all of the goaltenders in the cohort group. So there's five goalies here, the two players, and then three coaches, and that's essentially your 10, right? So the people who are in the cohort group, they don't have to be quarantined from the rest of the group as well, right? They don't all have to be separated. My understanding is they don't all have to be separated, just the two players or the three players. And then the other people that are in that cohort group are allowed to be with them. It's just they're not allowed to have direct exposure to any of the other from the main group. So
the goalies practice with them and then they practice with the main group?
Yes. Well, they just take shots. Right, so they just stay at a distance.
Oh, so
they take shots and they, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
so it's not like they're, yeah. And one of them, Devin Levi, came up from across the border, so he's part of the, you know.
Yeah,
the
there was three.
But I believe it was Tristan Lennox. I think was out there with them as well today.
Oh, okay. So they're only going to have two goalies on the ice at a time. They're not going to have all five. That would obviously be pointless.
Of course not.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Only two at a time. And you know what?
Okay.
Maybe it is only those two, Greg. Like, we'll wait and see tomorrow if it's the same, if the groupings are the same. Because I don't know if I can actually ask Craig. He's standing right next to me. Craig, do you know if Lennox was on the ice with either of the main groups, or did he only go on? Yeah. So he did. He went out with the group of NCAA players, but then he also went out with the main group. So the rest of the guys in that cohort are allowed to be with the other group as well.
Okay. Ryan Rashog from TSN joining us. You're right. You're in Red Deer right now, I assume, Shogger, based on the fact that Butts is beside you. So you look at the depth chart of this now. For Dylan Holloway and Newhook, how much of a disadvantage is it going to be for them to make this team now because they can't skate for 2 weeks with the group?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's no question it doesn't help. But you got to remember, they're here for a month.
Yeah.
Like, this goes on and on and on. So, I mean, they've got weeks here to try and get themselves squared away. So they're going to miss out on the inter-squad games. They're going to miss out on most of the U-Sport games. But they'll still be able to get into a couple. And these are good players. Like, these are guys that are in line to take legitimate runs at spots on this team. So I think they'll be given every opportunity. It's certainly not ideal, though, and it's... Yeah, it's strange, man. The whole thing is strange, but it's the time we're living in right now.
Ryan Rashog from TSN. Yeah, that's just how it goes, and you know, we'll see as it progresses. Likely won't know where they stand, but I saw Craig and a lot of other people. They had Holloway on their mock teams,
yep.
So he's definitely going to be in the conversation.
Well, he's
no
off
doubt
to a heck
about.
Of a good start too, right? Like he looks like he's playing. You know, and I know his coach was frustrated because, you know, he's saying he'd be way better served here playing games, you know, south of the border, playing NCAA games rather than in a Hockey Canada training camp. But if you think about it, had he waited and come in after, he'd had to do this whole thing at that point. So really, they needed to get this two-week period over with for it to make any sense for the three of those guys to be here. And that's why. I also confirmed today that Owen Power is not going to be part of this. So there was some thought. His coach had said maybe in early December, you know, we can reevaluate. But Hockey Canada is, you know, it's just not something they're going to do.
No. And they you know, that's happened in the past. You go back to the last lockout when Nathan Horton was playing in the American League for Florida and was eligible to go. And then Keenan said, well, yeah, sure. We'll just send him on the 20th. And they're like, well, no. That's something that's how they've always done it. They don't just basically gift wrap somebody an opportunity to make the team without coming to the camp and trying out. And some people might not like it. I saw some Americans trying to claim it was a bias against NCAA, which, of course, is garbage. It's not a bias. It's just an internal rule that Hockey Canada has had for a long, long time. Now, you can dislike the rule, but don't say it's specific against NCAA because they've done it to a lot of other players.
Well, there's NCAA players here. Like, it's just, there's guys here. They're not.
Yeah, he just chose not to come that long.
Yeah. Now, if your name is Alexis Lafreniere, now, it'll be different for him because most likely he will not be here. But in some conversations I had today, I believe, you know, Hockey Canada is going to leave the door open here. Now, I believe Lafreniere is actually in New York, so he's in the States. So if he were to join late, there might need to be some sort of a similar testing protocol to what players from the NHL traveling into the bubble had to do. So, you know, let's say the decision is made late that he's going, you know, has a chance to be here, whatever, the NHL season gets pushed back or falls through or who knows. There could be a pathway for him to do some testing ahead of time. Certain number of tests over a period of time that are negative, fly here, do the 4-day quarantine that the rest of the team has to do. And that's what the team's going to have to do when they travel to Edmonton. It'll be a full 4-day quarantine stuffed in their hotel rooms. So that's what they're facing when they get to Edmonton.
From Red Deer?
Yep.
Geez, that seems a little excessive, but hey, nonetheless, Ryan Rashog from TSN joins us. Shogger, there's some news. There's 16 players on the return to play committee. Sam Gagne is one of them. He's the only one really with Oilers connections. Also a report, Larry Brooks today that, the PA, you know, they're trying to agree to, the owners to a 13%, another increased 13% rollback. So there's already the 20 escrow. Then there's the 10. Now it's, so that'd be basically 43% of their salary would be recovered, which if you look at a 48 game season, you know, you look at that, comes in at around 43%, right, of the salary of an 82 game season, but that doesn't include escrow. So I don't even know if that number's enough, because the owners could not play and they don't lose any money, right? Because right, whereas the players lose it. So, well, that might be something I think I can understand them looking at, because the players don't want a full prorated contract to go to. I just don't see how they still accept that number. It's a negotiation that's probably still going to keep going. And the players don't have a lot of power here. It's either all or nothing. It's either some or nothing for them.
Yeah, it would seem that way. And I think that, in an ideal world, everybody would just, everybody wants to play. Let's go play, game on, right? But there's some real dollars and cents at play here. You know, like, to your point, you've got owners who, if the season goes and it's not enough games and there's no butts in seats, it's a money-losing proposition, right? It just is. So how do you do that, right? Well, you don't want your business to go dark for a year, so that's part of the reason why you would just try and make it work. There's a lot of reasons why. But dollars and cents, you know, they ruled the day when it came to the return to play before. They had to do it in a way that made financial sense. Why would it be any different for a return to play this year? So, you know, for the players, obviously, they want to make as much money as they can. They've made it clear they're not willing to do these, you know, big, long, month-after-month type bubble scenarios again, so it needs to be a different matrix, which will involve more travel, which will be more expensive. There's a needle that needs to be thread here. I'm not sure it can be. We'll know probably in the next 10 days or so if it's got a chance of being thread or not. But I mean, the dollars and cents that are at play here are really what's going to tip this thing into a go or a no-go. It'll be the money.
Yeah, I don't know what negotiating power the PA has right now. It kind of sucks for them, right? Or am I missing something?
No, I mean, yeah, you're right. Like the owners, by not operating everything and having everything up and running, you know, it's not that they wouldn't lose any money. Like they, you know, they've got teams to operate, and sure, lots have done rollbacks and such. It's not a great situation for them not to be playing, right? They want their businesses to be running. They need their business. They're paying salaries of, you know, employees. They're going to lose money if they don't play, I'm sure. But you might lose more if you sign on to play in a matrix that doesn't work. So that does chip away at the players' negotiating power for sure. But the players are the product, and they know that. And so I wouldn't say that they're powerless, but it definitely feels like they're more motivated to get back on ice based on, you know, not making as much last year and needing to make up for some of that, and just try not to have, you know, I don't care if you're an NHL player or not. You're not getting paid for a long period of time, and it's going to have a major toll on you.
Ryan Rashog from TSN. Yeah, wholeheartedly, for sure. Well, Shogger, we'll keep talking to you from Red Deer later this week. So are you then in the bubble as well? So when you come back, do you have to quarantine for 4 days?
Well, so as of right now, I'm not in the bubble out here. So we're able to come and go from these practices and do our coverage of training camp for the next month without having to be in the team's bubble. But when we come back and we dive in to broadcasting the exhibition games in the tournament, then we're looking at a bubble situation. So I'm still waiting on kind of final marching orders, and TSN still making all the preparations. But yes, whatever quarantine scenarios the teams are going to have to go through to get into that bubble, my understanding is TSN personnel will have to as well to make it safe for everybody.
Well, hopefully stay safe, Shogger. We'll chat with you tomorrow.
Okay, pal. Take care.